The roughest politics in Montpelier are usually found in the state house or governor's office, but at City Hall this year, a combative race for mayor is as fierce as anything going on under the Golden Dome. The contest pits the incumbent mayor against the city's recently fired planning director, and neither has made much effort to hide his or her contempt for the other. Challenger Gwen Hallsmith in particular has had harsh words for Mayor John Holler, whom she says orchestrated her termination from city government last November.
So, from my point of view and from my own experience, personal experience, yeah, the mayor had a lot to do with my termination. He had been advocating against me for almost a year by the time it happened because of my role as an advocate for public banking.
Holler is a lawyer and lobbyist whose clients include Bank of America and Wells Fargo. And Hallsmith says he used the mayor's office to quash whatever threat her activities posed to big banks. Holler says he did have concerns about the compatibility of Hallsmith's public banking activism with her work as the lead economic development officer for the city. But he says it was her chronic underperformance as city planner that did her in professionally, not his emails to the city manager criticizing her political advocacy.
We have a city employee who was terminated by our city manager for a long list of causes relating from inappropriate use of city resources, dishonesty, and a few other things. It's a matter of public record, and if anybody wants to investigate that, they can.
Internal documents written by longtime Montpelier city manager Bill Frazier support Holler's version of events, and members of the city council and planning commission say Hallsmith's alleged inability to take direction or work well with others long predates Holler's arrival on the scene. But Hallsmith says her first negative performance review didn't come until after Holler raised objections. She says the cause for her termination was manufactured to accommodate the mayor's agenda. Holler says his first two-year term has been successful. He says that by streamlining city government, he and the city council have been able to boost investment in Montpelier's infrastructure while keeping tax rate increases below the rate of inflation. The changes at City Hall last year resulted in the elimination of four positions, though none required layoffs.
I don't gather that there's a lot of support out there for a change of direction at City Hall. I mean, we will know soon.
But Hallsmith contends there's unrest among voters and says that people aren't happy with the fiscal policies being advanced by Holler and his allies on the council.
Around town, they've been known as the Chai Party, partially because so many of their principles sound a whole lot like the Tea Party at the national level. Cut government, cut government, cut government, cut taxes, cut taxes, cut taxes.
Hallsmith has appealed her firing and says she intends to clear her name. Holler says he's looking forward to getting this election behind the city so that elected representatives can again focus on issues facing Montpelier. The Montpelier mayor's position is a part-time job and pays $3,000 a year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.